Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Beis. Welcome back, everyone. The Gemara says in the top of the Amud that Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Paltosei Sakin is Mevatel. Rabbi Shmuel just holds that Paltosei Chaya is not Mevatel. Paltosei Sakin, he agrees that it's Mevatel. Then the Gemara asks a question. Toshma Rabbi Yudah Omer Olam Achunos Meish Kizayitz Makom Mechon Chayavin Olav Amar Avuna Avusha Kinsoy Yamid Bisham Baltosay Sakan Rabbi Yishmael Nami Loi Batil Funa Domer Rabbi Yishmael Yamid Baltosay Sakan Rabbi Yishmael Batil Funa Domer Kiman. If you say that Rabbi Yishmael agrees by Baltosay Sakan that it's Batil, in this case, so then Rav Huna is not like Rabbi Yishmael, because Rav Huna says that originally it was not batel, and Rabbi Shmuel agrees that by Paltosei Sakin that it's batel. That's the Gemara's question. Charetzar of Beer, Hare Rabbi Shmuel that says that it's batel is talking about when beloy kinsoy, and Rabbi Yehuda is talking about kinsoy. So there, where's the stira? There's no stira b'chlah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel could agree that by kinsoy it's not batel. Mishmol that says that was maskin that by Baltosei Sakin is batel is without kinsay. Before in the Rishonim, the pshat is that since Rav Huna said b'dash Mishmol that it's batel, so nail it batel legamri, and even kinsay doesn't work. That was the raya of the Gemara. But the tzorch bir though, once it's kinsay, then it's meichiach and he was not mevatel it. So what's the pshat? What's this word of bittel that kinsay doesn't work for it? So it's move forward from this that bittel means that it's bechefs a chelik of the or. Once it's a chelik of the or, then kinsay is not going to help. Like Rashi brings from or sheshulkai, that you take something which is or and you want to make it into basar, it's never going to make it into basar because it's a chefs of or. So too by every kinsay, once if there's a bittel mamish and it became a chelik of the or, and kids, it doesn't work. We see this also in Teza Rosh. We saw in yesterday's daf of Kuf Chaf Aleph. There was a machlokes from Yishayim whether bittul works only the gabe tuma or even the gabe iser. Rashi held to work even the gabe iser, and Teza Rosh argue on Rashi. So Teza Rosh asks on Rashi, these are his words: Le'in iser nevela amayin chayavin alav im achloi v'loy kintzoi kevan de'ena or mevatloi shem oichal alav, because the or is not mevatel it. So a melech, you can it could always be chayav on it for achila. For the Teza Rosh, that he argued on Rashi, it's only because ain or mevatloi. If you make that or mevatloi, then it's mamish achilik of the or. When it's mamish achilik of the or, so then any hoichach is not going to work, because it can't turn it into basar. But being that there, we're talking about that it's not batal, like we're not going like Rabbi Akiva that it's batal. And it is considered a chilek of the basar, therefore you should be chayav on the achila. So maybe that's also pshat in the Gemara by us. When the Gemara says at the beginning that Rabbi Shmuel agrees that paltosei sakin is batel, means that it's batel and it became a chilek of the ar. Once we look at it like a chilek of the ar, then kinsay is never going to help. So that was the steer that Rabbi Yehuda can't call the Rabbi Shmuel. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that kinsay works, but Karachi holds that the sakin is not mevatel it to make it a chilek of the ar. Rather, it's Basar. That was the pshat in the Gemara's question in the steer between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishmael. We now come to the Mishnah of Eilu Sherashayim Kibisora. So the klal of the Mishnah is any R which is soft has the same din as Basar. Says Rashi that it's Matami like Basar. Rabbi Dinei Tumah, it's like the Basar. In the Rambam, the Paragdalim, Echolos Asurais, Halacha Chaf Aleph, before that it's considered like the Basar, both the Gabi Tuma and the Gabi Yisurin. It's also to eat a Nevela, it's also to eat the R, and there's and Yerchayev, eating the R of the Nevela for these things. And Marnam at Beis, before also the Gabi Machsheves Pigel, if you have to think about Basar, if you think about R, it's not a Machshava, to be Mefag of the Karban, but in these things which are soft, so Machshava about R is also Mefag of the Karban. So you see, that is like for all dinim, it seems that the R is like the basar on these things that are saying kibasar. That's what it would seem. However, the Prima Godin in Yeridei Zimim Pei Zayin Simchat and Chav Beis, is mistapik. Rabbi Basar B'Cholav. Basar B'Cholav, only if you cook meat with milk is the Basar B'Cholav of the Oraisa. Mistapik the Prima Gadim, that Elu Sheir, saying Kiddush Saran, this would also have an Isser Basar B'Cholav. And it's Mashon the Prima Gadim, that the Pashtus by him was that it should not have an Isser Basar B'Cholav. The question is, why not? If we see that the Or is like the Basar for all these Dinim, why should not be like Rabbi Basar B'Cholav? So it seems that the Prima Gadim held that the Iker Din that Oyer Sein Kibisaron is not to make it Basar, but rather to make it like an Oichel. It's soft enough to be considered a food. Where there's a Din of Basar Davka, then the Or is not considered like the Basar. That's what it seems the Prima Gadim held, which is a Chiddush. But let's try to bring some rayas to this side of the Prima Gadim. That even though we see that Oyer Sein Kibisaron Lagabi Machshev is Pigol, Gabi Tuma and Gabi Isser, but Lav Dafka for everything you say or say into Bissar. Where do we see this? It starts in the Yerushalmi, in Pesachim, Perek Zayin Halach Yud Aleph. And Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Iris of our Mishnah, they are Tuma and they're Aser, but there's no Malkus for them. If a person eats the Or of a Nevela, or a Rach of a Nevela, so he does not get Malkus. He has an Isser de Raisa, but he does not have Malkus. More that it has a chatzi shir of basar. It's considered like basar to a certain degree, that it's shayach bei the tumah and the iser, but not the full-blown shein basar, even the gabe malkus. So this is a Yerushalmi. L'mais in the Bible, we do not find this. And the Gemara in Pesachim and the Pedalet, it's mavur, that these things that I was saying to basaran, you could be nimne aleim a korban pesach. Person is nimne and a kizayis of the or that's rach, then he's yoytze yidei mitzvah. Korban Pesach needs basar. The harm of war that it's mamish like the basar. Then would be the pashtus of the Bavli, be not like the Yerushalmi, rather Bavli holds that it is mamish like the basar, and not like the Prima Gadim. But might I find in the Keren Oira, in Nedarim, Nafnun Beis and Medbeis, he explains the opinion of Reish Lakish by us, and Medbeis, that Reish Lakish had a suffix, if the or ha-roish or the egel ha-rach is metame or not. Hey, what does Reish Lakish do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that it's metame. Says the Keren Oira, Reish Lakish holds that it's called oichel and not called basar. And according to Reish Lakish, you can't use it for your korban pesach. And a person that eats the or ha-rach of a nevela does not get malkus. It's not considered or basar mamish. And in Tzitzis earlier on in Dafayin Zion, and in Tzitzis Rashi and Arsugia, they say Bedas Reish Lakish, all the things of our mission do not have tumas nevelis. So we definitely see Makairis to say that it's not entirely considered basar. Could explain a little bit that the reason it's not it's considered basar to 100%. We see in Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan in the Yerushalmi. It's not because it's not soft enough. There's Makairis soft. Well, how soft do you need to be to be called basar? The Nakuda is a different Nakuda. Nakuda is that because it's called R, therefore it's not basar. You know, these things that are saying kibbutz saran, even if we assume that they are called basar, doesn't mean that they're not considered or. They're still considered or. They're considered or and basar. The Sefer HaTrumah says that you can write tefillin on the or of the shlil. The or of the shlil, which is kibbutz sar, right? Says the Sefer HaTrumah, Tzimin Reish Zayin, that it's still kosher for ksivas tefillin. Being the right edition of the Gemara in Shabbat of Kuvches, and before that or of an oif. Chickens, yeah, the skin of a chicken, or all birds, is rach, and it has a din of basar, and yet it's kosher for ksivas tefillin. Says Sefer HaTrumah that who within the or of a shlil, even though it's kibasar, it's still kosher for ksivas tefillin. So it could be that this is the reason that these things are that the elusher is saying kibasar are not mamish like basar. It's not because they're not soft enough, but rather because they have another aspect to them. That they're considered like ours still, so they're not entirely like basar. Another point here in the Gemara brings the nidoyim, the two lashonis of ula, whether or adam is tamei de'araisa or not. That our mission says that or of the adam is tamei isn't mi de'araisa, that oyre kibisarei only mi drabonon zeiru shem yase adam oyres of v'imo shtichin, but mi de'araisa is not mitame. Before getting into the nidan of Ula, just about the Iker Gzeira about Chashash will make Eiris of Imo Yishtichin. So in the Chubas HaRadvaz, Someone asked him that it's also the shchicha. The person should take dafka the skin of his parents and make it into his rugs. Why were they chayish for this? So the Radvaz says the following. And our Adam is helps Kishuf. Ketanya the Gemara, the Gemara in the meaning of Dav Kuf Chav Gimel. Ligyo yino over mi makom lamakom. Says that they would have skins of people's heads on their when they were at war. Kosovo la Rashi zeol machshivas b'milchama. That's Rashi explains that when they go to milchama, so they use it for Kishuf. Can he look up ahead? Ki ora meis moyel asked by Kishuf li notzel mi makas cherev kayotzi by. So he has powers of a Kishuf. This or a person. So says the Radvaz, the more that a person has connection to this R, then it's able to accomplish more in the realm of Kishuf. People used to do this, says Radvaz, and they didn't think that it was bizarre to their parents. Rather, the opposite. They're using their closest to their parents to save them from any bad things. That's why there's such a chash that they will take the skin of his parents and make them into his rugs. Al koparim, there are two lashanis in the Gemara here, whether the tumah of Adam is tumah de'araisa or tumah de'rabbanan. So what's the reason that ora Adam is tar? Says Rashi. The lav basaru, but the havi bichlal mace. Because the or is not basar. And the mace, only the basar mace is metame. If the or is not considered basar, so it's not metame. So it's even from our sugya that by tumas mace is only set on basar, not on or. And the neither of the two lashonis of ula is the or soft enough to be considered like basar. Right, the klal of our Mishnah is that any or which is soft is metame. Is the or of the Adam considered soft enough to be like his basar? And only basar is metame. That's the sugya by us. Until the shayna is a bula. However, there's a very big question in this. We have a sugya that says something that says an entirely different mahalach. And that the tumah is or Adam. The Gemara nida, daf nun hayim and aleph. It has a nida in whether or Adam is metame. What's a nida in? Mar there says a klal that hair and fingernails of a mace are not metame. Because gizod machlif, because when you cut them off from a person when he's alive, they grow back. And they're not similar to basar. Basar in a person lose a piece of his flesh, so it doesn't grow back entirely. And even if it does, it's so recognizable that something was cut out. So that's the klal of tumas mace is that you need gizod machlif, ain gizod machlif, that it does not come back. And that's why Sar and Tzipornayim are not metame. And the Gemara says two lashonos about whether or is metame is or called gizay machlif or ain gizay machlif. Gemara wants to be titled in the machlikas early on in Elu Treifas whether a gluda is a treifa. If the animal loses all of its skin, is it a treifa or not? Machlikas Remeir and the Chachamim is that totally whether it's going to grow back or not going to grow back? That's the second Gemara there. I need the daf nun. So it's mavur there that the tzad to be metame or is not because it's kibasar, not because it's soft like the basar, but rather the tzad to metame it is because of ein gizay machlif. And if we add on the more before the gemara there that really would be metame also sar and tzipornayim. Sar and tzipornayim are avada not soft, avada they're hard, the hair and the skin and the fingernails. But there was a tzad that should be metame, and the only reason is why not is because of ein because gizay machlif. It's because when you cut it off, it grows back. Before there in the Gemara, that there's no gzeres hakosuv, davka basar ameis metame, and not the other chalakim of the mace. Really, any chalak of the mace is metame. Just it has to be ein gizay machlif. And that, the question about, or is it called gizay machlif or ein gizay machlif? So how does that work with the Gemara by us? In the Gemara by us, it's mashma that the nidan is it soft like the basar or not like the basar? Like everything else that's in our Mishnah, all the things in our Mishnah. You're saying kibisaran. The reason is because they're soft like the basar, so they're considered basar. It's very sure from our Mishnah. And another question you have in our Mishnah is that Taisus there in Nida and also in Baba Kama, Daf Yud, and his book on the Fine Aleph, Taisa says that Ora Adam is mutter bahana, a mate is asr bahana, but his skin is mutter bahana. Taisa explains, because the makar of the Isra of Hana by mace is learned out from Egla Arufa, and Egla Arufa is learned out from Kachim, and there the skin is mutter bahana by Kachim, so maybe also by Egla Arufa, and also by Adam the skin is mutter bahana. Hare, if by Adam that the oir is rach kibasar, it has a din of basar, so why is it mutter bahana? It's true that mitzad, being or, it's mutter bahana, but it has another aspect that it's also kibasar, it's rach kibasar, and maybe because of that it should be asr bahana. So Bapashas, what you have to say here is that the tzad, that lo'ilu mitzad mitami bayos is not because it's rach kibasar, but rather, like the sugya nida, because it's in gizay machlef. And lo'ilu, the aura of the person is not considered soft enough to be considered like basar. And that's why Tosis says that the aura of a mace is mutter bahana. What's the shot in the Mishnah bayos that calls it the irisein kibasaran? Irisein kibasaran, it has the same din as the basar. Just like the basar is ein gizay machlef, also the aura is ein gizay machlef. But it does not have the same property as basar, as being soft. So it's different than the rest of the things in our Mishnah. The rest of the things mentioned in our Mishnah is because they're soft. The aura, the reason it's metami is not because it's soft, but rather because it's ein gizay machlef. Anyway, look at the first lashon of Ula, the tumah by aura is durabanon, because shem yaseh oris ovi meshtichin. But Or, for sure, look at the first lashon of Ula, the Or is not soft. So the Mishnah says that Orisein Kibasaron is not referring to the softness, it's just referring to the din. The Or has the same din as Basar. So we could say that, even in the second lashon of Ula, that Or is Kibasar, it's not because it's soft, rather it's just it has the same din as Basar, because Ein Gizay Machlef. This, all that we're saying, works in Taisis. Taisis by us, the Masul Or, Taisus in Or Sugya brings the Sugya Nida. Then the reason that Or Adam is Tar is because Gizay Machlef. So now should tell yourself that the Tzad that Or Adam is Tomei is because in Gizay Machlef, like the Sugya Nida. And Taisus learned that the reason why he has the Tumah is not because it's being soft. That's what it's in that the Briskerov, the Stencils, and Nazir, Dafnun, that he says that's the opinion of Taisus, is that the Tumah is all based on the Sugya Nida. However, Rashi by Yasin not Mashanat this way. Rashi says in the Mishnah, and Kulan She'ivdon, the reason that Ivud works is because that the tumo was because they were like basar. So now that Ibdon, you made them like or. Before in Rashi, that the distinction by Ibud is taking away that basar aspect, putting it back to being or. But by or Adam, it never was basar. It was never, the tumo was never because it was basar. Tumo was because it was Ein Gizay Machlef. So why does Ibud work? It's still Ein Gizay Machlef. And then with the explanation of Rashi doesn't work. That's making the Basar into Or. That's not what's going on by Or Adam. So it's the Hedi Mashman Rashi that also by us, the Nidin is to be considered like Basar, not that it's soft to be considered like Basar. So the Briskerov, there in the Stencils, in Nazir Daf Nun, explains that Rashi holds that it's true the afutzas of the tumah of the or is from gizay machlef, but the gedir of the tumah is not that any part of the mace which is in gizay machlef is tummy. Rather, what's learned out of the pasuk is that basra mace is tummy. So on the tzad that or is called in gizay machlef and it's tummy, its tumah is because it's kibasar, that it's considered rach kibasar and it has the same din as basar. At the end of the day, the gedir of the tumah of or, according to Rashi, is that the or is considered kibasar. And Taisel is not the way. Taisel just brings the sugya in either Kitsurasa, that the tumah is or is also metame. But Rashi, that the gather of the pasuk was to say that it's kibasar. Now let's go to the lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah. That Ibud works to make it no longer basar, rather like or. And mele it's not metame.
We now come to the Gemara on the base. Gemara brings down that Rish Lakish Asher Be'echanon, if or aroish of the egal arach is metame. And Rabbi Yechon said that it's not metame. Reish Lakish felt that it is metame. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. In the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, there's a machlokes there between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish about gidin shesoifim lahakshais. You have a gid in the Korban Pesach, which is young. The Korban Pesach is a year old. So it's within its first year. So it's still young. So they're soft right now. When will it get bigger? So then these gidim are going to get hard. Are they kosher to eat for the Korban Pesach? Are you to your mitzvah with eating this gidim? So machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara there, it says that it's the same machlokes as an arsugya, or the ora roish of the egel arach. Same shaila. So the mavur that the nidin by us is a nidin of something which is seifel ahakshes. Reading the argamar, you wouldn't know that. That's mavur from the sugya and psachin. The unique nidin here by ora roish of the egel arach is because only in an egel arach is it soft, but when it gets older, it will become harder. So now, so there's different. There's machlokes. Reish Lakish holds that it's still kibasar, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not kibasar. But there's a steer in the Rambam about this. That the Rambam Perek Yud of Korban Pesach Halacha Yud. Paskins, I think that are soif al hakshais are not called basar, like Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Rambam Perek Dalet of Maicholas Asuras Halacha Chaf Aleph brings down the din of our Mishnah of Or Chatei Teres Shel Gomel Haraka. That's like the basar. That the hero of the gomel haraka when it's young, then the skin of its chatei teres is metame. When it gets older, it's not. Chayra, this also should be like elush, like things that are safe in the hakshes. And if the Rambam paskins, I think that are safe in the hakshes are not like basar. Why does he say that the or the chatei teres of the gomel haraka is yeah like the basar? Can you hear the makar of the Rambam is that the Sima Sa Gemara? The Gemara never made a nidain about the or of the chatiteres shel gomel haraka. Masha, that was the verpashut. That is like the basar. The question is, why is it different than gidon shesayf on the hakshayis or aroy shel egal harach? So the Karen Iron in Dharma of Nun Beis asks this question. The Karen Iron wants to say that according to the Tzad of the Gemara, that the only way that the chatiteres gets hard is by putting things on it, but naturally, if you don't load it up, and it won't get hard, then it's clear the difference in the two sugyas. Here it's not soif on the hakshes. It won't naturally get harder. It will only get harder with usage. So mela, and that's not connected to machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It says the Karen Ayra, but according to the other side of the Gemara, that if it's higiyas manu lahatin, even alfa bishaloi toana, then it's shver. And the chayr it's totally in things that are safe in the hakshais, and then it's shver the steer and the ramba. We now come to the din of shrotzim, the oiris of the shrotzim. Before in the Mishnah that there are three shitas about the oiris of shrotzim, whether they're metame. Tanakhama says that anaka koyach latoa and choymet are metame. Rabbi Yehuda says argues about latoa. He says latoa is kechulda and it's not metame. Rabbi Yehuda Manuri says all the Shemayna Shratzim are saying Kibistar. So what's the Bira Machlik? As the Gemara says, that Gemara first off is saying that there's a rebirth in the Pasuk. Are saying Kibisaran, and the Minayu Hivsik Inyan. Where it's supposed to be a Tin Shemes, so Rashi the Nechanam, it also Tin Shemes is Tamei. The Maskana of the Gemara is that no, that the Loyal Tanakham Bayos goes with the Svara, not with the Pasuk like Rashi explains, and it's totally Basar Gishta, the Gishta to Latah Pligi, Machlikas, which things have a gishta, not a gishta. But it's all minasvara. So Rashi explains that Rashi Ramascha Rabbis explains the Havmin of the Gemara, which is the sheet of Rav, has turned out of the Pasuk. Rashi says, Rabbis Eris HaShratzim Harakin, Shu Kibasar. Rashi says, the Rebu is that the Eris that are Rach, they're like the Basar. Question is, why does Rashi need, if they're Rach, why do we need a Pasuk? Come on, Shach. If there's a Pasuk, then it works even if they're not Rach. And if they're Rach, why do we need a Pasuk? So in the Sefer HaTruma, Simin Reish Zayin, he explains that the Or of the Shratzim Einoi Rach Lagamri. It's not entirely as soft as the other things of our Mishnah. Therefore, we need the Pasuk to be Marbe. Just Kinir Rashi held that there was no Xerus HaKosav in the Pasuk. If the Inyan is that the Tumah is only Tumas Basar, so why should the Or be Metame? It must be that these things are Rach, and here the Torah is saying that their softness is enough to consider them like Basar. This is all in the Havmin of the Gemara. Maskana of the Gemara, that is Begishta Pligi. So Rashi learns that we no longer hold to the Drasha. It's all a Machlokes in Svara. We don't go with the Drasha Bichla. That's the opinion of Rashi. Teis argues with Rashi. Teis is in Devasalik Rabbi Huda. Says, in King, the price is not like anybody. Teis says, Elamai, we do agree to the Drasha. There's a Reboy and a Miyot. But we decide to make the Reboy and the Miyot for things that are Mistabra, that the Ur should be like the Basar. In Italian Gishta, Rashi explains what Gishta is, that it, the R is command the lesser because it's ein mamish in the R. So it doesn't have the chashivas of an R as in something independent. So, and the machlokes was by Gishta of Lata, but everyone agrees with the drasha, and the question is what was including the drasha. This is a sugya by us. There's another sugya about this machlokes tanayim by us. Sugya in Shabbos of Kuvzayin. It says there in the Mishnah, the name of Perek Shemayin Shratzim. And about all Shemayin Shratzim, ha-chayvel bohen chayev. She-chayvel the Shemayin Shratzim your chayev. But other Shratzim, person's chayvel is potter. Gemara says that from the fact that the Mishnah says chayvel as chayiv, it must be that they have an or. Shaino explained the malach of chayvel is because it makes a bruise. You can see that in the skin. Only things that have an or have in them the malach of chayvel. So it's before in the Mishnah that all Shemayin Shratim have iris. Gemara says at the beginning that it must be like Rabbi Yechon Menuri, because only Rabbi Yechon Menuri hold that all Shemayin Shratim have iris. Either Rabbanon or Rabbi Yehuda. It's not all Shemayin Shratzim have iris, and some of the Shemayin Shratzim are saying Kiddush Sarah. And the more I would say that no, that even the Rabbanon only argue on Rabbi Yechon Menuri, it's like Abbe Tuma, because there's a pasuk to be marbe, the rabbis are saying Kiddush Sarah. But when in Shabbos, they could agree that they have iris. So now Taisus here, Taisus there in Shabbos Kozayin, the Rasul Omar Shmuel. Taisus says that what Bechal was the Tusha of the Gemara, between Dinei Shabbos and Dinei Toma. Says Taisus, we have many things that are saying Kiddush Sarah, but still, you're Shaykh and Mechayvo by Shabbos. Says Taisus, like Ora Oif. Ora Oif is Kiddush Sarah. And yet, you could write Tefillin on Ora Oif. So it's called an Or, and a Chayvo by Chayiv. And yet, Ora Kiddush Sarah, because it's Rach. So let's say the same thing about Shemayin Shratzim. Even though they're up on and say that they're metame, but that's because that it's soft, but it's still considered an or. So the gabi Shabbos, hachayv el chayiv, because there it's totally whether it has an or not an or. That's the question of Taisus. Answer is Taisus, yesh loymar, to or shall egal arach v'shal oif, avagav the chosh of or, havi kebosher linyan tumah, shim derekichin v'ruyin la'alachila. And these things is because they're soft and they're edible. That's why it's Oyer Kiddush Sarah. Aval Or Shemayin Shratzim, Sofer Shmuel, Zamin Rabbanon, Dachashivin Leike Basar, Shum Azli Basar Gishta. V'loim, Kim Farish Be'or Baroite, V'loim Mishum Rekichus, V'loim Rochich Chuleihai. Came in the last bloom, Amoshus Or, Chayvah Ben Potter. It says, that the Gemara there, Shmuel held, and that Oyer Kiddush Sarah by the Shemayin Shratzim, is not because they're soft. In softness is not considered soft enough. Why is the Or Kibasar? Because of Gishta. And never even Lagavi Shabbos is not considered Or. From here to Tzarech Bir. If the reason that the Or is Kibasar is because it's soft, then it could still be considered Or. But if it's because of Gishta, so it can be considered Or. Why not? If the Or is Kibasar, so it's Basar. The fact that that it could be both Basar and Or, is, we see, it in itself is not a problem. Because by the Oif and by the Egal Arach, it's Or and Basar at the same time. So also, even if the reason that it's Mitami is cause of Gishta, but let's still say that it's Or and Basar at the same time. Elamai the Pshat Taisus is that the definition of Or is something that's separate from the Basar. That you separate and has a different function than the basar. It has its own identity, separate from that of the basar. So even things that the R is rach, and if you want, you can eat it. But the mice of the R is still separate, has its own separate identity of the basar. That's why it's kosher for writing tefillin, and it has its R l'gavei Shabbos for achleivel, because it still has a different entity of that of the basar. Masha'im came. Gishta, the svar of Gishta is because it's so minute, it's considered a chelik of the basar. It's one chesed together with the basar. It's not as soft as it would not be considered basar. So why is it metame? Because it became tofel and chelik of the basar. If that's the reason why, then the male is not considered an or. Because that by definition says that
that it's, we look at it as being mamish achelik of the basar. That's why it's metame. The or of an oif in the egel arach, it's something separate from the basar. Just it's a different entity that has the same characteristics as basar in being soft, and you can eat it. So therefore, it's metame. Hashenkin, the gishta, its characteristics are taken not similar to basar. The reason we give it a din of basar is because it became one chevsa with basar. If it became one chevsa with basar, then it's no longer considered or, and therefore a chayvel moipater. Looking at this, Tommy needs explanation of what happened in the maskana of the Gemara there. Gemara says that the Rabbanu could agree to Rabbi Yechon and Menuri Lagabi Shabbos that it considered or, and they only argue Lagabi Tuma because of the pasuk. All right, the gedur of the pasuk, Mavur and Teis by us, you mentioned, and Kuf Chavayim and Beis, and also Teis and Shabbos there, Devi Maskal Arkan. The gedur of the pasuk is because of Gishta. Had the Rabbanan say that Erisein Kibisaran, it's because of Gishta. So once it's Svar is because of Gishta, so that says that it's not considered Or. So what's the Mokum Lechalik between Shabbos and Tumah? All right, also in the Havim of the Gemara, we knew that it was because of Gishta. And so he said, if that was the reason of the Tumah, then that applies, then it's entirely like Basar, and even the Gabi Shabbos, it's like Basar. So, what did the Gemara accomplish by bringing the Pasuk? If the Gedur of the Pasuk is, the reason that it's Metame is because of Gishta, then it still needs explanation, why the Gabi Shabbos, is it like Or? Now it's Mamash Achefsa of Basar. It definitely needs explanation according to Taisus. But according to Rashi by us, the question is for Yushev. We said Rashi by us explains that the gedur of the pasuk of Hatmeim is not because of Gishta, but rather because of the softness. So if that's Rashi learns the pasuk, then it's very Gishmak the Sugi and Shabbos. The Gemara answered that the pasuk was mechadish to me, that this amount of softness is enough to say that it's Mekabel Tumah. But Lamaisa, the reason that it's Mekabel Tumah is because it's soft. So if you actually, it's, now it became similar to Ora Reish Eligal Arach and Ora Oif, that they're soft enough to be considered basar, but they're still considered or to write tefillin and to mechayev and choyvel for Shabbos. That's l'chayvei gishma according to Rashi, but according to Taisus, it needs explanation. We now come to the next part of the Gemara. It's explained the din of the Mishnah of kulan sh'ived b'hen shilach ben k'dei avoida tohir chut me'ora oda. So let's first understand the side of the din here. Of ibud, why is ibud moitzi midei tuma? Hare, if it's lemaisa considered a basar, why the fact that you're ma'abed it makes it that it's no longer metami? So Rashi in the Mishnah explains. Rashi the rest of a kulan she ibdon. Rashi says in ibdon nase or bitlu miteiras basar. Even though it was considered like basar, but once there's ibud, so then it's no longer considered basar. Rather, it's ar. How does that happen? What's the nakuda? So I found two drachim in how to explain this. In the Magid Mishnah, Paragdala Mecholas Asuras Halacha Chaf Aleph, Vurmi Divrei Magid, the reason is because now it's no longer soft. Only things that are soft are considered like basar. Once it's Ibdon, now got harder, then it's no longer considered basar. That's before the Magid Mishnah. We'll get back to that in a minute. However, that only works in things of the Mishnah where the Tumah is because they're soft. If the Yisoid where they're like Basar is because they're soft. So now, once it's Ibdon and it became hard, so it's then you lost that characteristic, that property of being soft. So then it's Hadar Dinah to be like Ar. But we have the cases in the Mishnah where the Tumah of the Ar is not because of its softness. What are these cases? One we just mentioned is that of Shratzim. Taisa in Shabbos that we just learned, said that the Tumah of Shemayin HaShratzim, or of the four Shratzim, sorry, according to the Chachamim, is not because of their softness, rather because of Gishta. That's a Tukubah Taisa Mechalik, Lagabi, or on Shabbos. The Mela, if the Tumah that they have is because they're considered a Chalik of the Basar, so why is Ibn Mitayr? Ibn makes them hard, but they were always hard, and still they were Mitami. So why it's Ibn Mitayr? That's one raya is from, that's one raya of Magid Mishnah from Teis and Shabbos Lagabi Gishta. Another raya we could have is Lagabi Ora Adam. Ora Adam, before in Tais and Amar Aleph, as we mentioned earlier in this year, Tum of Ara Adam is not because of its softness, rather because of Ein Gizay Machlif, Apidus Sugya Nida. In Cain, why does Ibdon work? So the Mishnah says that Ibdon does not work by Ara Adam. And before in the Gemara, that's only because of Gzira. It's only because Shem Yatz Adam Eiris of Imay Shtichin. But Mikra Adin, Ibdon works also by Ara Adam. Bisham at the Tumah is because it's soft, so then Ibud makes it not soft anymore. That could be, but the Tumah is because Or is also Metame. How does Ibud work? So it must be that Taisus holds that Ibud works is not because it's no longer soft. Rather Ibud works means in Bittel. Because the person Lahegya does a Maisa to show that he's not looking at it like Basar, he's not treating it like Basar. Therefore it's no longer considered Basar. That's mafkia the Torah's basar from it. The fact that right now he did a maisa to treat it as not being basar. And it must be the pshat and tesis. So we have two malachim here in the ikardin of ibur. Magen Mishnah holds because of the physical metzias that it's no longer soft. That's the opinion of the Magen Mishnah. The opinion of tesis is that it's all in your action. Because you did an action, the mevatel and mitiras basar. So therefore it's no longer considered basar. And the Rambam, we see an interesting thing about this. The Rambam, Perek Dalam, Mecholas Asuras, Halacha Chaf Aleph. Says the Rambam, Kol ilu ha'oiris k'shein rakos harein tibasar l'chol davar, bein l'isra achila bein l'tumah. The Rambam says this din of the mission of Ibur is said by ilu ha'oiris, when that are soft. It's mashmal ahead in the Rambam. It's also really meduk this way in the Mishnah. At the din of the Mishnah was only said by the Oyrus Sherei Sein Kibasara. By regular Basar, if you'd be ma'aved it till it got hard, then we would not have the din of our Mishnah. That Ibud makes a tar. There's a difference between Elu Sherei Sein Kibasara and things that are Basar Mamish. Child is why? By being looking at Malacha the Mishnah, that it's telling in things being soft and not hard, Lamaisa, it's not soft, it's hard. And also the theme of places of Bittel. Why does Bittel not work on Basar Mamish? And more so, we see, in the Gemara by us, the Gemara brings the din of Oizen Chamar, Shetzala. You make the Oizen Chamar into a Kli, so it works, it's Mevatalit. Even though the Oizen Chamar is Basar Mamish, as Rashi says. That Elu Sherei Sein Kibasar, and it's Basar. So, it's even the Rambam holds that there are two oifanim. In the Tzoyzen Chamor Shetoloi, when you do a Maitzel Lehedya, that works, even as a Netbasar Mamish. That's like we said, the Yisod of Tesis, when there's a Pitel Lehedya, that the Ram works even on Basar Mamish, to make it no longer Basar. But Shein Kain, this din of the Rambam doesn't say you did a Maitzel. The Ram said they're Matami only when they're soft, not when they're hard. That's without a Maitzel. That works only on things Sherei Sein Kibasaran. And the Pshad is, as we said earlier in this year, even things Sherei Sein Kibasaran are being considered art. For Dinah Toliba art, like writing tefillin, they're considered art. They're say also having them the aspect of Basar. Because of their softness, so people treat these types of art as Basar. But it's still a chefs of art. So because of the chefs, it's considered art, not Basar. So it only takes on the aspect of being basar when it's soft, when it's lamaisa soft and functioning as basar, then it's considered basar. When it's not soft, so it loses that aspect of being basar, and hadavina to be only ur. That's the pshat in the Rambam. So you said there are two drachim here in the Indian. It seems the Rambam holds of both of these drachim, and it's telling in which case. In case you do a maisa lahedya, that works even on Basar Mamish. In case when just it gets hard by itself, then it works only on Elu Sherei Sein Kibasaran and not on Basar Mamish. Nikradin of Oizen Chamor Shetzloi, the Kupatzli Taira, as we said, it's talking about Basar Mamish and still Bittel works. So Igris Moshe, in Yerdeya, Chilak Aleph, Simin Reish Lamid, Anaf Ches. He has a whole very, very long chua there. Barakoyin, who lost a limb, and they want to attach a limb from someone else onto this coin. So there's a big problem because an Eiver Min HaChai and an Eiver Min HaMeis, either one is Metame. And a coin cannot be, it's also for him to be Metame himself. by constantly having this liman, him is constantly being over the Isser of being metame himself. That's the neither there nor Moshe. Many, many aspects related to this question. So there, in there, in Anafches, Moshe wants to say that no, bittul works. Once you put the limb on the kohen, so you no longer look at the limb as an eiver min achai or an eiver min ames, rather now it became the chilek of a kohen, of the person, and therefore it's no longer mitami. Aye, how can we take basar ames and turn it into and turn it into something that's not mitami? Says Rav Moshe, right from our sugya. We see here that oitzen chamor shetloy lekupasai tahira. That once you no longer treat it as basar, rather treat it as a kli, so it's tar. So to this Aver Min Ames, once I make it a chelik of a live person, and that is an independent limb, so then it's paka, the shame, Basra Min Ames, and it became a chelik of the person. And a mele, it's tar. That's the sar of Rav Moshe. Warren afterwards brings the memra of a few dinim that are telling Arba Milan. You have to go Arba Milan to be makbet about them. First one is Legabel. So Rashi explains that person is working for a balabayas, and he wants to be, and he's doing it, and he's making an isa b'tayra. How far does he have to go to be toivel? Dalin mila. So Nedvi Yehuda in Yeridaya Tinyana Simla Mites asks why Rashi said it. Who told Rashi we're talking about dafka melechas balabayas? Maybe we're talking about your own melacha. You have to go 4 milin in order to be that it should be done b'tayra. Says the Nedvi Yehuda. And Rashi was bothered by the question of Tesis in different Maschel Agabel. Tesis at the end asks, and how come in the original list here, we left out Avoida of our Mishnah? That there's a Shirv also of Kedei Avoida. Which is also Dalin Milam. We're mentioning it later, but on the original list, it was left out. Also Tesis has a question from the Gemara in Baba Basra, that also mentions the Shirv of Dalin Milam, from Baba Basra Daf Chav Gimel. How come those things were left out from our list? So that, Rashi answered, says the Nedvi Yehuda, that all the things in our list are sometimes dalan milan, sometimes 1 mil. Gemara says later on, that lefan of dalan milan and lachar of mil. So all these things have two separate shurim of dalan or of 1 mil. So Mela Rashi learns that legabel is referring to melechas achirim. And there it has a shir of dalan milan because he's paying you. But in a person's own isa, because he's not getting paid, so then the shear is only 1 mil. That's it. We have the shear of dalan milim and mil echad. That's Rashi's pshat in Legabel. The Rambam in Parak Ches of Vikurim says different pshat in Legabel. That it's talking about being mafresh chala b'tayra. The person is making isa. So in order to give the kohen the proper type of chala, so then he has to be mafresh dalan amis, dalan milim, sorry, that she done b'tayra, in order that the challah should be tar. Says the Nedvi Yehuda that lafizeh, in a case when a person is not being mafresh challah, like he's making a small amount of bread, or he's making isas oirez, which is not chayiv in challah, so then he does not need to be chayzer. Oh, that's legabil. The next thing is latfila, and latfila tzedayim. So Rashi says latfila, means tzedavin in a shul. That's also very possible in Shulchan Aruch. Person has to be mechazer dalan milan mafanav in order to daven in a shul. The pasuk that means tefila b'tzibur. That person has to go dalan milan in order to be mistala b'tzibur. So that in the mitzvah of Igros Moshe, in our Chaim Chelak Beis Simin Chav Zayin, it says there in Moshe that davening b'tzibur is a chayva gemura. It's not a maila in a tefila, like Bereidam Hadras Melech and other mailas that there are in tefila. But a person is mechuyev mamish to daven b'tzibur. Obviously, when a person is an oynes and he's not able to get to shul, so then he can daven b'yechidus. But as long as a person is able to get to shul, then he has to, and daven with the tzibur, he has to. As we see in our Gemara, that you even have to go daven milin to daven b'tzibur. It's a chayve gemura. Shemesh brings from us and other places that it's a chayve gemura. Even the blush of the Shulchan Aruch is yishtadel to daven b'asara. It's mashu that it's not a chayve gemur. Says Shemesh, it's not a raya. And even on the chiv, you can use the lashon of yishtadel. It's something important for you to do, and therefore you have to do it to the best of your abilities. But it's a chiv, and it's a chayv gemura, like it's muchach in our sugya. another very important nidun here about these dal and milim is how do we measure dal and milim? Dal and milim is shuta for many dinim that are totally in mil. A mil is a kilometer, and it means it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. That's normally the shear. So the question is, bismaninu, that many people are traveling not by foot, but rather in cars. How far do you have to go in order to daven? Is it is it 72 minutes? Lefanov, and the Gemara says in the next daf, 18 minutes, lacharov. You need to travel. It's an amount of time. How much time how far away from you from shul in terms of time? If it takes you more than 72 minutes, lefanov, or 18 minutes, lacharov, then you're potter. But within that amount of time that you're chayev, or it's amount of distance. 4 kilometers in front of you, you're chayiv. 1 kilometer in back of you, you're putter. And it's irrelevant about the amount of time. So the shul that's 5 kilometers away, even if it'll take you 5 minutes to drive there, but you're putter. Because it's arba mila. So we find a steer about this question in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, in Hilchos Matzilas Yadayim, it's in Kuf Samach Gimel, Tivimaskal Barachik, says that a person that's traveling in a train, it's an amount of time and not an amount of distance. If it's 72 minutes in front of you and 18 minutes behind you, it's not totally in the amount of physical distance, but rather in the amount of time. That's Lagabe Netila Sedayim. However, Lagabe Tfila, Mishnabura and Simon Saribez, Sifkatan Yud Zayin, says they're about a person that has to wash his hands for davening. Also washing hands for davening, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that is chilek of dala meal and one meal, says the Mishnabura, that rochel kimahalech tami. If a person is riding on a horse, then it's like walking, and we measure in distance and not in time. So gabe tils time for suda, we measure in. Mishabura said we go with time, but for tils time for tefila, he said we go with distance. So it's not two terutzim in the steer of the Mishabura. Shevet Alevi in chelak tes simin lamidzayin says that the difference is between tils time for suda and tils time for tefila. Kizudayim for Suda, says the Shevet Alevi, is a gather of Isser, Rekum Vaseh. And that's why a person has to go more. It has to be the Machmir, to be Cheshish, that we go with time and not with distance, and therefore it's only 72 minutes. We see this aspect that the Kizudayim for Suda is an Isser. The Birka Yeser brings down, the Shavura brings it, that an Oinin, who's Potter from Mitzvahs, if he wants to eat bread, he washes his hands and he doesn't make a bracha. Because we saw the bracha, he's putter, but we saw washing his hands, there it has an aspect of itzer, and therefore he needs to wash him. So even though Chazal do putter you from washing your hands, we see in our sugya, it's more than dal and milim, but because it has in it the aspect of itzer, so we're machmir to measure the dal and milim with time. Shenkin for tefillah, it's only a mile and tefillah to wash your hands, therefore we measure with distance and not with time. That's his teretz. Chaim Kanievsky, so there's another teretz from Kanevsky is brought down in Sefer Isha Yisrael, Perek Ches, Har Ayin. It says, Rav Chaim, that there's a difference between riding on a horse and riding in a train. Riding on a horse is not so much fun. There's tircha in the distance. Actually, riding in a train is a very comfortable ride. So therefore, we measure with time and not with distance. So it would come out an afkamina between them by driving your car to shul, to daven with a minyan. And lefi chayim, your chayiv, because it's a comfortable ride, sitting in your car, it's not like riding on a horse. According to the Shevet Alevi, only by netilas adayim for a suda, which has in it the aspect of isser, here the Mishabura was machmir, to say that you go with time. Shinkin, other dinim should come out, that you go with distance and not with time, and therefore, you do not need to go more than dalin milim in distance. Avada, that means you're not mechuyiv to, but avada is a good, if a person is able to and it's not such a long ride, then for sure you should go to daven b'tzibur, specifically if you'd live more than a kilometer away from the closest minyan, which means that if you're not machmer on this, and you'll never end up going davening b'tzibur, then Hari would definitely which day to go with the psak of Ruchan Kanievsky to get in your car and drive for a couple of minutes and daven b'tzibur. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.